From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 7th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the cause of a 10-alarm house fire in Old Chatham on Monday, September the 5th, remains under investigation by the state. The blaze killed one man, injured two others, and destroyed the Ford Road home. The State Office of Fire Prevention and Control is investigating the cause of the fire and would not comment, an office spokesman said. Columbia County Sheriff Lieutenant Wayne Lopez said the origin of the fire was not suspicious. The Tri-Village Fire Department was dispatched at 3:16 a.m. on Monday to fight the blaze and was eventually joined by nine other fire companies from Columbia and Rensselaer counties. According to a neighbor, the residents of the home were weekenders from New Jersey, not well known in the neighborhood. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that a fire damaged a business in Coxsackie late on Tuesday, September the 6th. Fire companies were called out to extinguish the blaze that swept through the garage area at Matt's Cycle Center, located at 257 Mansion Street. Zuckerman reports firefighters managed to get the fire under control in a little more than an hour. Police said the cause of the fire was not immediately known. An investigation is underway to determine how the fire started. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Rotterdam Republican incumbent State Senator George Amador has been endorsed for re-election by the Civil Service Employees Association, the state's largest public employee union. Amador is being challenged by longtime labor activist Democrat Sarah Nicoli in the 46th Senate District. Danny Donahue, CSEA president, said, and I quote, "Senator Amador has proven his commitment to fighting for the interest of hardworking people in his district and throughout the entire state of New York. We need leaders in Albany who understand the importance of the contributions and dedications of our workforce, and on behalf of our members, I am pleased to endorse Senator Amador for re-election," end quote. CSEA represents more than 300,000 active and retired public and private sector employees statewide. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that on Tuesday, September the 6th, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law a bill that requires schools to test their drinking water for lead contamination. At the same time, the governor released a set of emergency regulations that require districts to perform the testing in all schools before October the 31st. Test results must be reported to parents and state and local government officials. School buildings serving children in pre-kindergarten through fifth grade are required to run test samples of the drinking water a month earlier by September the 30th. If lead levels are detected above 15 parts per billion at a safe water outlet, the school must stop using that outlet, implement a lead remediation plan, and provide an adequate alternative supply of water for cooking and drinking. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential. The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced on Tuesday, September the 6th, the start of the early bear hunting season beginning September the 10th in southeastern New York and September the 17th in the northern part of the state. During the early season, hunters are permitted to use bow, crossbow, muzzle loader, handgun, shotgun, or rifle where allowed. According to the DEC, black bear hunting is regulated as an effort to manage the bear population and to limit, and I quote, bear nuisances, end quote. Information about black bear hunting in New York, including season dates and regulations, are available at www.dec.ny.gov. Some schools started classes on Tuesday, September the 6th, though most local schools begin today, Wednesday, September the 7th. New York Education Commissioner Millie Ellen Elau greeted students at Hackett Middle School in Albany on September the 6th. Rensselaer County Schools started September the 6th, while most Greene and Columbia County Schools opened September the 7th. Drivers are urged to stop for local buses when flashing signals. Tim Tulock in the Altamont Enterprise reports, scenic Rensselaerville's suit against the town will continue as last week in Albany State Supreme Court, Judge Gerald Connolly denied a motion by the county and the sheriff to dismiss the Article 78 petition by the citizens group opposing the planning board's approval of a radio tower.
Scenic Rensselaerville claims that the town planning board's approval of the site on Edwards Hill did not follow the town's zoning laws and comprehensive plan. Victoria Polidoro, an attorney with Rodenhausen Chale of Rhinebeck, representing Scenic Rensselaerville, told the Enterprise, and I quote, "This is a great decision and affords so many members of the group standing. It also recognized the importance of the viewshed to local artists," end quote. Many in the group are artists, according to the story. Article 78 lawsuits against decisions by local governments are rarely successful, so the issue is far from settled. You can read that story in the Altamont Enterprise. News 10 Television in Albany reports that New York's fall foliage may be duller this fall, with more brown leaves if dry conditions persist. The current drought in southern New England may mean a duller season than usual for leaf peepers this fall. Some stress, such as lack of rain, can trigger brilliant reds in sugar and red maple trees, so this fall might not be all bad. You can read that full story at the News 10 website. John Farrell reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that about 30 activists protested in front of the post office in Poughkeepsie on Labor Day, calling for a quicker rise in the state's minimum wage. While the state adopted a $15 an hour minimum wage in April, Dutch's employees will get just 70 cents more per hour each year, up to at least $12.50 by the start of 2021. Jordan Taylor, a 22-year-old Poughkeepsie resident, said, and I quote, "By then, people are going to need at least $20 to make ends meet," end quote. Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner, Democrat of Clinton, organized the annual rally with local labor unions. Quote, "This is a very special day to me," end quote, said Rob Pinto, vice president of the Communication Workers of America, Local 1120, after striking against Verizon earlier this year. He said, and I quote, "What we did not expect was the galvanized support we received. For 7 weeks, we were not CWA anymore. We were a movement against corporate greed," end quote. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 82 degrees. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 68. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 6:28 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:17 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 7th day of September 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.